You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, coming to you live from Butternut, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We got Calvin back at Radio Park in Racine running the board. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Day two of our Come to Wisconsin, Be Amazed tour. Yeah. We've just renamed it.
Come to Wisconsin, Be Amazed.
Be Amazed. Greg came up with that right before we went to the news. I think it's fantastic. Yes, and we are at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio here in downtown Butternut. And the owner, Kelly Meredith, is our guest. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank
we
you
really
for being
appreciate
here.
It.
This has been fabulous.
If you are in the area, please stop by and say hello. Todd is going to be broadcasting also his show from 2 to 4 later on this afternoon. So we're going to be exploring Butternut for a couple of hours in between. But we wanted to talk about some of the art that you feature here at your gallery. Kelly, who would you like to start with?
I'll start with me.
Start with you.
Yeah.
It's all about me.
Greg's going to be our art display.
He's going to be Mr. Auctioneer Guy.
Yep. Okay. Here we go.
Hold the piece up.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much.
And take a fabulous look at this. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Okay. And actually, this has just been sold. It's been sold to Marshall.
Oh, well, then never mind.
I'm holding it until they come pick it up. That's going to Marshfield Clinic. Yay.
Oh, nice.
And actually, like all my work, it's actually places around here. So this is the Brunsweiler River. It's about 45 minutes from here. I worked from a photograph my dad liked to photograph. And so it's a photograph my dad took. And, you know, I love this area. It's not super, like, glamorous, like the Rockies, you know, with that stunning. It's got a more subtle beauty,
yes,
which I'd really appreciate. I do a lot of creeks and marshes and swamps. I find them very beautiful. I love dead trees. There's nothing more beautiful than a dead tree. So anyway, all my work basically features local. My most common one is a place called Rapid Creek, which is about 10 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Monet's Lilies of Giverny.
Wonderful.
Like how he did the same scene like 3,000 times, but different lighting. So for me, it's Rapid Creek. I have tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of paintings of Rapid Creek.
I am curious, always with artists and their own work. When you started out early on, you must have had some things and you looked at it and like, this is just terrible.
Like yesterday.
I think that's reassuring though for people are like, God, I'd really like to paint, and I did this once in fifth grade and it was awful and I've never done it again.
Right. I have always insisted, because I was an art teacher, I've insisted that art is a learnable, teachable skill.
It is.
Because I wasn't really that good at art, but I really loved it. I developed a love of art because my mom would not make me go outside and play with the neighbor kids if I was quietly doing something. So back when I grew up, I think you and I are.
That's amazing. Oh, I should have done that.
Exactly. That's how you get out of playing with the neighbor kids.
Don't make me go outside. Don't make me go outside.
I don't know if any. You're about the same age. Packle Fun books. Do you remember Packle Fun? Okay. Packle Fun books were like these cheap, cheesy, like art books, like how to make a macaroni mosaic.
Oh, macaroni mosaics.
You got to love that. Or string art. So that's how I, you know, got started as a kid. And I wasn't very good at art, but
you stuck with it, though.
Stuck with it. I really loved it. So, yeah.
I think one of the things, too, to encourage the people, and this is something that I struggle with, that there are a lot of things that I would love to try.
Sure.
But because I know I won't be good at them immediately, it's there's almost a, why bother then? Because there are tons of people out there who are good at it. What am I going to do to add to it? And that really is about getting rid of that mentality and saying, don't worry about other people. Don't worry about being, as you were saying, try and be famous or online. Just do one thing. Try doing one painting. And if you can do it, great. And then try again.
Right.
And again.
Because you're doing art for yourself, aren't you?
Yes. And in fact, I have Saturday classes in here starting every Saturday, starting from Memorial Day weekend all the way through the end of September. And it's geared for what I call the curious beginner. It's someone who's bought all the supplies and now goes, huh, what do I do with these?
Yeah.
Which happens. And it's people who, it's almost always women. I don't know why men don't show up, but women do.
I have theories.
Exactly. I don't know. I hope that they're welcome. You know, they understand. Anyway, It's people who just want to try and experiment, and you form this little community of other people who want to try and experiment, and it's just
and
joyful.
And supporting right, each other exactly. as well.
Because even like, okay, that's art. I think about like singing. Like, mm-hmm. why do you feel like you can't sing?
Because
like,
somebody told them once they couldn't.
Exactly.
There are people out there who will say to you, oh, you're not good at that, or maybe you should try something else. And people will then, instead of, it's weird, we will take that kind of criticism to heart and say, well, someone told me once.
Right.
But never say, well, maybe they're wrong, or maybe I can try this or that. It's a really weird, especially when it comes to art.
Yes.
When it comes to art, I mean, like you said, it's teachable. Singing's teachable. Playing an instrument is teachable. You just have to put, especially as an adult, you have to put aside
time to
give it to. And when you do that, you're giving it to yourself. You are taking time for yourself. It can be, I won't say it's a replacement for therapy, but it's a good way of letting go and expressing yourself.
Right. 100%. You know, and just do it for the joy. I
mean, yes.
And actually, just about everything works. You know, like, obviously, I went to art school. Well, I didn't really go to art school. I got my teaching degree. It's not really art school. But you kind of learn that, you know, you open up your eyes and your brain to what art can be instead of narrowing it down to X and Y. So just, again, because I was an art teacher, I really loved the drawings that my kindergartners did. To me, that was pieces of art because they speak and they are expressive.
And honest.
I would look at someone and go, wow, that's a great abstraction for a cat. I would like to use that. You know, like I've often said, I hope the kindergartners got as much out of being with me as I got out of being with them.
That's so fantastic. That's
wonderful.
If you are just joining us, we are live on the road from the Fanatical Fish Gallery Art Studio here in downtown Butternut. Kelly Meredith, the owner, is with us right now. We are on the road with the Todd Alba Show, our Wisconsin Come Be Amazed tour. Our new name.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, and we would love to have you join us at 855-752-4842. As always, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Let's switch art, if you would, Vanna White.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have enough cord.
For us, and we'll feature another photo from Kelly's gallery here.
Okay, this is another artist. Her name is Terry Morgan. And how I met Terry, this is an odd story. Terry actually had prior to the pandemic, she had an adult day center for adults who, you know, have cognitive disabilities and or were suffering from dementia or whatever. I kind of tumbled into her because my dad, unfortunately, was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia. And I reached out to her because, like, what can I do? Like, what activities can I do with my dad? And I met her in the gallery, and she gave me all kinds of really great tips and ideas. And then she sort of blurts out, I paint.
And real shy,
she's
right?
She's like, I've got some paintings in my car. Is it okay if I pull them out? I'm like, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they were really nice.
They're beautiful.
This is her. This was about 4 years ago. And so I actually sold some of her work to a clinic in Park Falls, which is really nice. And she came back about 6 months ago and said, hey, I've been studying more and I'm retiring and now this is what I'm doing. And so she showed me this one. I'm like, oh.
It's beautiful.
It's Blockhouse Lake, which is just outside of Park Falls, so not very far from here. Again, very local. Actually, what she did was very human and very vulnerable. She brought in all her work. She said, I would like you to critique this for me.
Oh,
which is scary for me because even though I was an art teacher, it was children. They're much more flexible. Like the kids, especially teenagers, like, I don't care what you say.
Also, adults aren't going to take, you did a great job as a real compliment criticism.
They're not. They're the higher bar. So she brought in all her work, and I said, well, this works for me. And here's why, and this doesn't work for me, and here's why. And if I were guiding you, I suggest this direction, not this direction. But I picked these pieces out and said,
it's really beautiful.
This is gorgeous.
But so it's nice. Again, we're talking about opening up your brain to who's an artist and opening up your brain to what art is. Mm-hmm. I love it when people switch gears and decide to devote themselves to art, and because everybody, it's a learnable, teachable skill.
Well, and it has very many healing properties as well.
Yes.
Because I have talked to different veterans groups over the years, and art is one way that is very helpful for people who are dealing with depression or PTSD or all kinds of things as an outlet, as an expression. Maybe you can't say the words,
right.
but you can put it on a canvas.
And I think an important aspect, too, of the story of this painting with regard to the person here, what was her name again?
Terry Morgan.
Terry Morgan, is that it's never too late.
Right.
Don't ever think that you can't do something because, well, I'm not even talking about people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I'm talking about people who are in their 20s and 30s because they thought, well, I didn't do it as a kid. I can't do it now. It's never too late.
No.
Find a way to express yourself. Find a way to just put it out there because, as you said, there are healing properties and it's important.
Oh, I agree.
We are here at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. We'd love to see you stop on by. We're going to be broadcasting until 11 o'clock talking to Kelly Meredith, the owner of the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. The other thing I think that's so important, Kelly, is you said things can be taught. You can you can teach people how to do shading. You can how to get movement.
Right.
But that's all in the shading and the coloring and all those things.
Right.
You can, even I could learn those things.
Absolutely.
Yes. Learnable, teachable. I mean,
I grew up watching Bob Ross. And granted, I'm not going to be able to pick up the paints and do it like he does it. But it's about the practice and keeping it very simple. And both, I think, your subject matter, because like it was all outdoor landscapes.
Right.
And just keeping that, you know, he had a method of doing it, a way of practicing it, and that's how you did it. And one of the things I love is growing up, I always loved that show. And he was always seen as, well, it's Bob Ross. It's not real art.
It's not real.
Right,
and now it's being recognized as actual, of real value because he told you could do it.
Right.
And that's important.
I don't personally like his work.
Yeah.
My kids would always say, can we paint like Bob Ross? I'm like, no. but don't get me wrong. Let me back up. So all you Bob Ross lovers, don't start hating on me. I love the fact that he was so joyful.
Yes.
And that to me is that gets me. Mm-hmm. I'm sold. If you are doing it out of joy and pure love of the thing, and actually for a lot of people, it's good to pick a role model. Pick somebody whose work you like. Try and emulate that. You are going to naturally grow away from that eventually. So you start with somebody you really enjoy, like maybe Bob Ross. You get that down, and then you realize, hey, I should also try X, Y, Z.
Exactly.
And it's part of your growth process. It's part of a journey. So
absolutely. It's fantastic. And you have classes
every Saturday.
All painting, or do pottery
it's quite,
and everything?
I don't teach them. I invite other artists to come in. That's why I said Lisa Krieger and Francis Whitfield on the art tour, if you guys want to go see them. I reach out to this cadre of artists every January and say, hey, you know, what would you like to propose your class? And then they set the price and then, you know, send me photos and descriptions, and then they show up for a Saturday and teach. So it's kind of fun.
Check it out. We're going to include links to the gallery
please.
And all the things that we're talking about on the show. You can
Always
find our show notes at civicmedia.us. Go to civicmedia.us, go to shows, click on Matt Nair on Air, and then we will have at least 100 prior episodes that are archived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you click on the individual episodes, Greg has all the links in there for everything that we are talking about. Come on by and see us. We're at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio. By the way, if my husband is listening, I have to buy stained glass.
Yes, you do.
I have to.
Kelly said I can't leave until I
buy something. So that's the only reason I'm buying anything.
She's a hostage.
Just so you know. Yeah. Stay with us. A little weather and wine on the other side with Brittany Merlot. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from Butternut, Wisconsin. We are at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio here in downtown Butternut. Day two of Matt Nair on Air and the Todd Alba Show on the road. Wisconsin, come and be amazed.
Wisconsin, be amazed.
Be amazed.
Oh, is it come and be? Wait, is it Wisconsin, come and be amazed, or just Wisconsin? I think it's Wisconsin,
be amazed. We'll go with that. It fits better on a shirt.
Yeah.
She is joining us, as she always does at this time, for a little weather and wine. Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot is live from Wausau. We waved to you when we drove through yesterday in the rainstorm.
Yep.
Good morning, Brittany.
Yay,
how you doing?
Thank you. Oh, good morning. I'm doing fantastic. I mean, a little tired after yesterday, and I'll say My thing, Wisconsin Strong. That's what they are. We're Wisconsin Strong.
We are Wisconsin Strong. Those were some crazy storms that came through yesterday.
Yes. I mean, we've got National Weather Service out surveying a bunch of different areas. They're looking at Dodgeville, Sauk City, Fall River, Beaver Dam, Fox Lake area. They confirmed an EF0, 65-mile-per-hour winds in a cornfield there. So thankfully, just a cornfield, I think, at the moment. Gosh, they're looking at Fond du Lac. A funnel cloud was reported. Hustisford, they also confirmed an EF0 there. 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was on the ground for like 14 minutes, so a decent amount of time there. And then, goodness, they're even looking at Lemonwire, Westfield, and a bunch of different areas as well. But, I mean, scattered wind damage. We saw 50 to 60-mile-per-hour gusts knocking down trees yesterday. Major flooding, too. An inch to an inch and a half of rainfall per hour was what was happening, causing flash flooding. I mean, Wautoma, there's cars underwater. They were stalled. The water was over their hoods. Highway 21 was impassable between Wautoma and Coloma. I think even in Nina, Oshkosh, flooding there, water in basements, creeks overflowing.
Oh, my.
It hit fast and hard.
It did.
Well, yeah. When we were on the air yesterday, when Todd was on the air yesterday, he was ending his show in the last half hour. He was giving all the tornado watches and warnings, and it just felt like he kept going and going and going because there was so much happening. And when he got done with the show and we were packing up the car, we thought we were going to have to stick around. Luckily, the rain in the Oshkosh area started to calm down a little bit, and it was very manageable for that first hour driving north, and then it stopped. But we were looking at that weather forecast, and even I, who doesn't know how to read weather forecasts very well, I'm like, this does not look good.
Yeah, you see all the red boxes and the yellow boxes coming at you, and the big red on the radar. Yeah, that is no good usually. So thankfully, so far, I have not heard of any injuries reported, nothing like that.
That's
so
lucky.
Yeah.
That's the best part, is we're safe. Everything can be replaced. Remember that. And Wisconsin comes together as such a good community in times like this, and it's just so amazing to see. So Wisconsin strong.
Brittany, I'm going to ask you to pull your mic just a little bit closer to you, but also something that I want to say that Jane said yesterday, I think it's worth repeating, is that when these weather reports come through, when you were giving them, whether it's us or your trusted source for weather, take these warnings seriously. This is not, you know, I know that we live in Wisconsin. Tornado watches and warnings happen quite a bit, especially during the season. And it's easy to say, it's not a big deal. I'm not in the area, or for whatever reason, but you need to take heed. You need to be safe. And when you're given a warning,
take it seriously.
What you need to do to get yourself in a good place.
Yes, because we are not putting out those watches and warnings in the National Weather Service. They're not doing that for fun. They're seeing some strong rotation. They're seeing major, major points that look like it is a tornado. So just take it serious. And if nothing ever happens, you're lucky, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
So you spent a half an hour in the basement. You didn't have to. If that's the worst of it, then you get off really well. It is so perfect today in Butternut. This is like the perfect summer day. Mm-hmm. Is this weather going to last? What are we expecting for at least as we head into the weekend, Brittany?
Yeah, so we've got this beautiful high pressure, cooler fall feel kind of in a sense for July. This is amazing. We're going to stick with this today, tomorrow, and then things are going to start to change a little bit. We have chances for showers and storms sparking up tomorrow afternoon, far northwest, but by the night and overnight, it kind of rolls through the state. These storms will not be severe. I don't think any worries with that. So just rolling through overnight might wake you up. A little bit of wet in the morning, especially south in the state for Saturday, but then we dry things out and warm up a little bit more towards our more seasonal temperatures in the 80s, low 80s or so for Sunday. Monday is pretty decent.
Brittany, you're breaking up
next
a little bit.
Week.
Okay, now I think we got you. Yeah, go ahead.
You got me? Okay. I was going to say by next week, it's pretty active. So we've got some calm weather now. A little front moves through late tomorrow night, Saturday morning, and then we're calm before the crazy week next week. A lot of stuff going on.
Well, get out and enjoy it if you have the opportunity for the next couple of days. Brittany Merlot is Civic Media's award-winning meteorologist.
Multi-award-winning.
Thank you. Joins us every week at this time where we have a little weather and wine. Brittany Merlot, thank you so very much for joining us. We will see you next week. And stay with us. When we return, audio sorbet coming up. We need your Ollie and Lena jokes.
Yeah.
Greg has never heard an Oli and Lena joke. PJ on the live stream says, I'm with Greg. I have no idea what those jokes are.
I'm such uncultured swine.
We're going to fix this on the other side. Get them ready. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air live from Butternut, Wisconsin, on the road with the Todd Alba Show. Stick around on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach along with Todd Alba coming to you live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery Art Studio here in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Day tour of our Wisconsin. It's amazing tour. And yes, we are broadcasting live until 11 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much to Kelly Meredith, who's the owner of the gallery, for giving us the space to set up here and sharing some of her artwork with us and all of the different artists that are all across the Great North Woods. It's just been so, it's so educational and it's so wonderful to find out all of the things we have in common.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Yes.
That's why we like to do these. That's why we like to get around the state. And we wouldn't be able to do these things without the help of the woman who is sitting by my side. Darla Isham is here. Thank you so very much for helping us get this going. You are the station manager in Park Falls.
I am. Yes, I am. I've been in radio for 30 years. And
you started when you were five.
Like me. Yeah, okay, yes. Thank you.
Pretty much.
Actually, I was born the same year the radio station was born.
In Park Falls?
In Park Falls.
Really?
Yes. Do you want to know what year?
That's entirely up to you.
2001. See, I can do that too.
Yeah, I turned 39 five times over, you know.
That's a good day. It's a good year. My father stopped at 39, actually. So were you born in Park Falls?
I was born in Park Falls, and in 1953, the radio station was erected in Park Falls.
Nice.
So I'm part of the history.
Yeah, you are.
Of the station. But thank you so much for choosing Northern Wisconsin to come and do a tour, because I think it's so important to, you know, with small communities that are not tourist driven,
right?
You know, right. And you go up the highway, any highway in Northern Wisconsin, you're going to find little communities just like this one, and there's so much history, and there's businesses just like Kelly's.
Yeah.
And this is just amazing.
It is.
So thank you.
Oh, we are delighted to be here. I just love traveling around the state and learning all the things. I've lived here almost all of my life, and I never knew there was a Butternut until I started working for Civic Media. Greg, you and I have talked about this a lot.
Absolutely.
All of the things that we have learned about our own state since we have started doing this show.
Yeah. I mean, and we do these tours are great, and it would be easy, and this is no disrespect to the bigger cities. We could go to Green Bay, we could go to Milwaukee, Madison, but there's something to be said about going, especially northern Wisconsin, where it's just absolutely gorgeous and the people are wonderful. And as you said, Darla, it's about bringing attention to those smaller communities and what they have to offer, because they're not just places you drive through. They're places that have an art gallery or, you know, a wonderful restaurant to go to, and it's as educational for us as it will be for other people, and it's wonderful. So thank you for making this happen.
Well, you're very welcome. Again, we are excited to have you here. I mean, this is going to be so much fun. It's been fun already.
It has been great.
And I've been listening, and it's sounding really great.
Well, we've been having a ball. People have been so lovely. They really have.
Oh,
everybody's
just
been lovely. Share with us a little bit of the history about Park Falls and Butternut, because in some of the emails that we had going back and forth, you had made some references to just the important historical things that have happened in this area.
Right. Well, when Maxine comes on Todd's show this afternoon, she's going to be the history buff. I mean, she will get into the meat and the nitty-gritty of Butternut and all the historical things. But, it's the great history for our small community. Again, we have the paper mill that was a paper mill.
Sure.
It's no longer a paper mill that started Park Falls. I mean, that's what
that was why they, that
so
was
lumber.
It.
And, you know, the Flambeau River is man-made. They made the Flambeau River, the flowage, so they could
move lumber
logs
yeah.
down the Flambeau River, you know, to get to the mills. And, you know, along with the railroad coming through with it, which is no longer coming through, but right across the street, you know, where you have the feed store, the railroad came through.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's interesting to see how these communities have had to kind of reinvent themselves as some of these industries have gone away.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you think of butternut, some of the industries is veneer, oil, coal, mm-hmm. Cigars, tobacco, you know, yes.
Do we grow tobacco?
Well, there was a tobacco manufacturer or a cigar manufacturer here in Butternut. That's one of the industries that that Maxine might talk about in when she's talking about the history, you know, and the veneer mill. You know, they made the it's World War, I think it was World War
One,
where the bomber, one yeah. of the bombers has veneer
from
Butternut, Wisconsin made. So it was sent over to Europe, and that's how they manufactured Jeez. Some of the...
That's amazing.
So just interesting little tidbits and little pieces of Butternut. I mean, Park Falls, I can talk a little bit about, you know, the business part of it, like the radio station. And it's important, and you've said this before, all of you have said it, it's about the people.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
about the people in the community supporting each other. Like I heard Kelly talking about, you know, when somebody has something bad happen in the community, nobody asks.
Who did you vote for?
Right. Yeah. They're not asking that. Yeah. They're just helping. They'll come. They help you. And, you know, they'll bring, if you're sick, you know. Chicken soup. You know, they're coming, knocking on your door. Well, the reason communities like Park Falls, Mellon, Phillips, Fifield, all these little communities around us are sustained by the people in the community and the businesses who everybody supports each other, you know. And I think, you know, what's really important to me, I think that's why I've stayed in this industry so
sure.
long.
Yeah. Sure.
Because we're here to help the industry and to help the businesses. And it's not about making the big buck.
Right.
It's about how can we help these businesses stay in business.
And inform the community and bring the community together. And I think, Darla, what you said is so important. Little, small hometown radio stations are the heartbeat of a lot of small communities. And that's kind of the mission of Civic Media, is to kind of keep those smaller stations, hometown stations, on-the-ground stations, to keep them vibrant and involved.
And that's, I think, why the radio station has been around since 1953. I mean, it's sustained. It's, you know, we really care about the community. We care about communities like Butternut all over the state, you know. However, we can help them.
Yep.
It's really, it's not like about, you know, our sales team are outstanding. It's mm-hmm. not about, like, taking, you know, a rate card to somebody and saying, here, we want you to buy ads. We don't even operate that way. Our mission is to sit down with the business people and find out what's important to them.
What is your message?
Your message? What is important to you? Because we're here to help you too. And I think, you know, taking that route and feeling that way about your community and loving your community is going to keep people in business longer.
Yeah. And as you said, if the people were really looking to make big bucks in this, they wouldn't be here. They'd yeah. be doing it someplace else.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Darla Isham is our guest. She's the station manager at WCQM, our civic media property in Park Falls. We are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery here in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Day two of our tour with the Todd Alba Show. Todd going to be taking over at 2:00 today. I found this just completely shocking, and this is the second trip I've taken, and I've worked with Greg Bach now for quite a while. He's never heard an Ole and Lena joke.
I don't even
know what to do with that.
And you know, I was thinking about that on my drive up here, but I don't even have a good.
You don't have an Ole.
I don't even.
Folks, it's just going to let you know this is not making the best of podcast for the weekend, because this just feels like, what do they call it, an attack.
If you have an Ole and Lena joke that's FCC compliant,
there it is.
Yeah,
that's... give us a call at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And I think Greg needs to have just a little taste of Ole and Lena jokes. They've been around forever.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my grandparents used to tell them all the time. So we're traveling around the state this week in a Mercedes bus.
Yes,
now it's a Mercedes chassis. All right, don't get too excited here.
It still has a Mercedes logo on it. Right, so we're fancy,
which
and
I'm
luxurious.
Taking with me, by the way.
Yeah,
but it happens to be a diesel bus, and it reminds me of a joke that my grandpa Wallace told me growing up. You know, Ole and Lena came over, and they came over with their friend Lars from the old country. And so when Ole and Lars first got there, they're looking for jobs as new immigrants. And so they saw a sign in this car truck repair place is looking for a diesel fitter. And they said, well, we'll go in here and apply. And so Ole and Lars went in, and guy says, you guys got any experience? You just got here. And Ole says, oh, yeah. He says, we over in the old country. He says, I was a tailor. But Lars here, he was a diesel fitter. Well, he says, I could use a diesel fitter, and my engine's back here. He says, I'm not sure about a tailor, but he says, I suppose you're used to patterns or whatever. You could probably learn. So he says, I got a truck back here. A guy's got to have this by 5 o'clock. It's 3 in the afternoon. You think you get it done? I got to go run errands. I'll be back about 5. Will you have it done? Oh, yeah, Lars says, we could have it done. Ole and I, we get it done. So the guy leaves, comes back right before close. Grease everywhere and stuff everywhere. He says, what in the heck? He says, this, my client, you know, he's going to be furious. He goes, you guys don't know what the heck you're doing at all. He says, you lied to me. He says, you told me you were diesel fitters. No, no, he says. He says, I told you I was a tailor. I was a tailor in the old country. He says, I make the pattern. I sew the dresses for the women. And then after I get it all sewn, I give it over to Lars. And Lars, he hold it up and he says, yeah, diesel fitter.
Is there, wait, nope, not at all. Nope, I tried to hit a cool hot button. It didn't work at all. Oh, my God.
So if you're looking for a diesel fitter, Lars can help you out.
If you can top that Ole and Lena joke, we would love from you.
Wow, that was a...
At 855-752-4842. PJ on the live stream says knee slapper. That was a knee slapper. You gotta love that.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
All right. Well, I've heard my first Ole and Lena joke.
There will be more to come.
Oh, grand.
I have a feeling that there will be more to come. We are going to be staying, speaking of Lena, we're going to be staying at Lena's resort tonight.
Yes, you are.
What and a segue.
She is. That's a segue. Yeah. She is one of our title sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're talking about businesses and how
we
all work together and make things happen.
Yes.
And your accommodations for the next two
so
nights
excited.
Are going to be facing the lake.
Lake Butternut.
Butternut Lake. And did you know what was the date? In the 1800s, when Butternut was just being established and the early settlers were coming, they actually had the government surveyors from Medford, Wisconsin, come and they slept on the shores of Butternut Lake. And, of course, then they decided they had to start zoning.
Look at what you'll learn.
Exactly.
Look at what you'll learn. All right, stay with us when we return. This shouldn't be a thing. That's Nuts Edition. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. And welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Todd Alba, coming to you live. We're on the road at the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio here in Butternut, Wisconsin. Day two of our tour. Again, we're in Butternut today. Todd's going to pick up his show here at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and then we are heading to Hayward tomorrow. We will be broadcasting from the lot.
Nice. Yeah.
And we hope if you're in the area, it's wide out in the open. It's a it looks like a beautiful place.
It's actually across the street from the radio station.
From our radio station, yep, in Hayward. So we will be out there setting up tomorrow. Join us tomorrow, 9 to 11, then Todd's show from 2 to 4. Darla Isham is here. She's the station manager of our station, WCQM, in Park Falls. Anything else you want to talk about the station?
Well, I do want to mention... Oh, my mic. Let me get that
a little closer. There you go.
There you go. All right. I do want to mention that Big G and I this afternoon are going to be set up out in front of the store here.
Nice.
And we are bringing our wheel, our spinning wheel, and we're going to give prizes away. So we want people to come.
Wonderful and fabulous prizes.
Wonderful, fabulous prizes. And those prizes, we talk about community and how people come together. And we have... sponsors that I do have to. I know Big G is going to mention
please
them
do.
Too.
Please
but
do.
But I want to mention that we're going to be giving prizes away from these sponsors who are helping bringing this road tour through northern Wisconsin. So we got Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive, The Village Pit Stop, Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets, Northern State Bank, The Butternut Cafe, of course, Kelly here, Fanatical
Kelly here. Yep.
Fish,
yeah. Yes.
The Historical Society, Lena's Northern Pines Resort. These are all wonderful businesses in northern Wisconsin that keep our communities together. So we're going to be giving prizes away from their businesses. So you'll want
to... Awesome.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to our sponsors. We cannot thank you enough, seriously, for helping make this happen. It's just been delightful. It really has. We're getting a little late. It's 10:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Calvin, of course, found this. Jack Dura with the byline. The headline reads, "Ground squirrels are taking over our North Dakota city, and officials are not amused."
I just love that title.
They're not having it. Yeah. The Richardson ground squirrel weighs less than a pound, about a foot long, native to the northern plains. The ground squirrel is a ferocious tunneler, and it is exasperating the people of Minot, North Dakota, where it is burrowing everywhere from vacant lots to the middle of town, and they expect more and more growth over the next two decades.
Oh, boy.
Now North Dakota's fourth largest city, Minot, is fighting back. Even the pest control guy who is leading the charge against them says, this is going to be tough. I am trapping them, but my neighbor isn't. Well, then we're really not going to get anywhere, are we?
Oh, my. I just really, really love the title because it implies the idea that someone was like, oh, my gosh, ground squirrels. And the city and officials were like, this isn't funny.
No.
This is not funny. This is a real thing.
Ground squirrels have been an issue in Minot for at least 20 years.
They're adorable.
But it has gotten so bad in the last few years that they are finally trying to take steps against it. It's still unclear what exactly the ground squirrel population is in Minot, but they say it nears or exceeds the population of the city. They think there are tens of thousands of ground squirrels in Minot, North Dakota.
Well, I'm just going to say something, and this might not be a popular opinion, but if you didn't do something long ago, maybe you don't deserve Minot anymore. Maybe the squirrels
just
get
to
have
it. Squirrels.
Maybe they get to take over, and maybe they'll do a better job then. My goodness.
One official says, gosh, there's got to be tens of thousands of them in the area. I don't see the population ever going to zero. I mean, it's almost impossible with the numbers we have now. They say that the squirrels... part of the problem, fewer grassland areas available to them, so they're moving into town.
They're here to
stay.
They're
moving in. They're not going anywhere. I would look at rents. I don't know what else you do. One guy says he kills 3,500 to 5,000 ground squirrels a year.
I don't know if that's true. Okay.
However, you can buy a lovely ground squirrel coat downtown.
Yes. When asked for comment, the ground squirrel said, Fargo, you're next. So really, it's going to become North Squirrel.
Just keep this in mind. If you're going to be traveling to Minot, I don't know, you may not protect yourself somehow. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Join us tomorrow as we broadcast from The Loft in Hayward. We will be out there starting at 9 o'clock. Come by this afternoon here at the Fanatical Fish Gallery in Butternut. Darla and Big G going to be here with the Wheel of Fabulous Prizes.
I probably can't win, can I?
You cannot win.
Oh, no. I could give you a Civic Media bandana, though.
I already
They're really cool. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Nothing's going to make him happy. Right? Thank you, Greg and Calvin. Thank you, Darla and Big G and Greg Gunderson and Joel. Thank you, Kennedy Meredith, for allowing us here. Thank you to Lena's Resort, where we're going to be staying tonight, the Northern Pines Resort. Thank you, everybody, for help making this happen. We got news coming up next. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.